We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Not holding the elevator door, saying God bless you after only the first sneeze, leaving just a mouthful of juice in the container. Our world is overflowing with savages. Team PXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
And if there's anything you ever want to bring up on Savage or Sensible and have us throw it on the Savage scale, you can always reach out to us. Can email savage at 98pxy.com or through any of our social media, up on Facebook, of course, and at 98pxy Rochester on Instagram and Twitter. Here's an email we got recently, Breeze. You ready?
Okay. Let's hit it.
Hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
By the way, just a quick aside. I love the fact that everyone starts their emails with, hey, guys.
Hey, guys.
As we know, it's how all...
It's been over a year. I mean, it's I compiled that.
You mean this?
Hey guys.
Yeah, not just YouTube videos, also anyone that writes into the show. So here's what they wrote. Says, hey guys, with the numbers getting a little crazy in our county, my husband and I decided it was probably a good idea to stop going out to restaurants again, but we still wanted to support our favorites and not have to cook, let's be honest. So we ordered curbside pickup yesterday. At this particular restaurant, they ask you to put your order in online through their website. At the end, they give you the option to leave a tip. Both my husband and I were a little surprised at how big the percentages were. It ranged from 15 to 25%. Now, we have no problem tipping if we're actually in the restaurant, and we don't even have a problem with tipping for curbside pickup to help them out, but isn't that a little too much to expect people to pay? We ended up picking the other option and tipped $5 on our order, which is nowhere near 15 to 25%. Were we savages for doing that? Would love to know what you and your listeners think. Let's attack this one two different ways, Breeze. This is what I would like to hear from people at 585-222-9800. First off, are you voting savage or sensible for where we currently are with how things are currently going? And would you vote differently, say, as far back as last year,
yes,
before all of this?
Obviously, 100%. And as a server in the industry, listen, things are tough all over.
Yeah.
I get that. My biggest qualm going out to eat is when people tell me what to tip. Like, have you ever been to, maybe not a restaurant, but like a smoothie place or something, and they have the pad,
yes,
the iPad, yeah, and they flip her around,
uh-huh,
and they're like, 15%, 18%, 20%. It's like, I don't know what that is. Like, I'm not good at math. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I don't know how much money I'm giving.
We've all been there.
Can I just customize? Like, can you give me the option to pick what happens to my own money?
Do you look over your shoulder as you're doing it to see if anyone's watching, by the way? Because it's a total,
like,
it's a total shame.
Counting on my fingers.
It's a total shame thing, though, right? Because you don't want to come off as the person that stiffed them, right? Even if the tip seems a little extravagant.
But it seems entitled to me. It seems entitled and expected almost of, oh, well, this is the suggestion, so
yeah,
just go off what the suggestion says. Like, no, I don't. First of all, I don't like being told what to do regardless in any aspect of my life.
Sure.
Especially when it comes to my money.
We all know.
It's just who I am as a person.
Yeah.
I can't control it.
Yeah, a lot of people like that, sure.
And as, you know, my side hustle stands, being a server, I know what's appropriate to tip or not. So don't try and tell me what to do when I already know what to do. And I'm going to do
what
I need to do
hang on.
My money.
Hang on, because is what you normally do different this year? Because I would argue that if we did this Avid or Sensible in 2019, that it would be a landslide sensible to not tip 15 to 25% for your curbside pickup. I think you should still probably tip something, but I don't I don't think you should be tipping the same you would with a full-blown meal in the restaurant.
You're doing all the work. Right. I mean, like, yes, the chefs and cooks are making the food, but you're driving there, you're spending gas money, you're getting out of your car, it's freezing out, you're going in and getting it, and the person you're tipping maybe put it in the bag. Like, it's not like the tip is going to the actual person that made the food, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you don't have a dedicated server that's coming and checking on you,
right.
and there's an art to that, obviously.
Sure
but,
is.
But let's throw our 2020 glasses on real quick and look at it from that lens, because I would argue that it's savage not to, because when it comes down to it, these restaurants are struggling and they need help more than ever before, right? And as I said when we were talking about Black Friday earlier, if you want your favorite places, the places you love to go, to be around after this, you need to support them.
But, okay. There needs to be a line, because you need to support them while also supporting yourself.
Yeah.
Yes, these restaurants are struggling. Yes, all of that is true. It still stands. But not as hard as they were struggling back in March. Not as hard as they were struggling back in May.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's definitely been changes and loss in revenue. Obviously, these restaurants aren't bringing in as much money as normal because some people are scared and don't want to go out to eat.
Mm-hmm.
But nevertheless, these restaurants have been open since June. And we talked about it back in June when everything opened back up, mostly, kind of first, you know, maybe second week back, everyone's going balls to the walls with tips. And then it slowly fades out. I don't know what's going to happen with our world, but it might go back down to shut down. I don't know. I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm just trying to be realistic.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to throw all options out there. And then we'll know what real struggle is.
I mean,
because we'll go back to where we were in March.
Even if we don't, though, what the restaurants are struggling with right now, reduced capacity, less people that want to come out and risk anything. So even if they don't shut down, they're still in a bad spot. So what do you think? With your 2020 glasses on, Breeze, are you going savage or sensible on this one?
Sensible.
You're going to go sensible still. Mm-hmm. Okay. Why? Because you just made a great argument for why people should still tip.
I think they should still tip. I don't think they should tip 15 to 20%.
Okay. Why not?
I think that there's a lot of service that's missing and lacking.
Yeah, it is. Like, but also the times, right? They need more help than they would before. So do the servers, as one. This is shocking.
Yeah.
How about this? Kelly checking in on Facebook. And if you want to jump in, by the way, 585-222-9800. We'd love to hear from you. Call or text. Savage or sensible, not tipping 15 to 20% on your curbside pickup order. Kelly saying, I'm torn. They're doing work of packing up your food and ensuring you have napkins, plastic silverware, sometimes even condiments, but they're able to get a lot more customers and are doing less work in general per customer than dine-in. Definitely tip, but we usually tip 12 to 15% instead of 15 to 25%.
A little peek behind the curtain at my restaurant, and I know a couple other restaurants do this as well. They have a dedicated to-go person, so that person is not making the same wage as a server, which is, what, like $7 an hour, $5 an hour? I don't know what it is right now. But they're making more money, so it's not like this server's just got the raw end of the deal and they're just going to swallow 10 to 12%
but
for the rest of the night.
But think of the restaurant, though. If there's no restaurant, they don't have a job, but they're not making anything.
I think it really, you have to spread out the love. Like, you can't just be blowing 20% on every takeout order you do. I think that's a little crazy. Maybe do it like once or twice a month.
Well, what do we always say about people, again, back in the olden times, the people that would always stiff the servers? If you can't afford to tip.
Screw those people.
If you can't afford to tip, don't go out, right? You've literally said those
words
on the
show. But they're not going out. But they're not going out to eat.
But you're still...
The experience... Okay. The tipping thing, I believe, is an experience. And based on the treatment that you receive.
Normally, yes, I agree.
Like, I don't think you should tip a server based on how good the food is. They didn't make your food. Like, why would you do that? It makes no sense. If they sucked, if they never brought your drinks, if they forgot your napkin, if they, you know, weren't attentive to you, sure. Mm-hmm. But if something's wrong with your food, like, that's not really their problem. They didn't make your food.
Yeah, Breeze, so, you're still talking about the pre-2020, though. I think that's what I'm trying to get to, is that it's different. We can't go by the same standards and the same set of rules.
But everything's different in the sense, Corey, of like, yes, these restaurants are struggling, but like humans are struggling too. Some people still don't have jobs.
I understand that. And you know what they shouldn't be doing? Ordering out. If you're that hard off, if you're that bad off, then you should be making your meals at home and saving money that way. Which again hurts the restaurants, but like
this is an interesting text right now that we're getting. Mm-hmm. Well, there's two of them. First one, genuine question. Why tip if it's takeout? That's like tipping in a drive-thru.
Again.
Would you tip in a drive-thru?
Again, and before this year? No. This year now? Is there a jar? Maybe. Do you want your... I mean, I've got a feeling...
I don't think there's a jar at McDonald's,
A feeling that McDonald's is probably going to survive this. I've got a feeling that Burger King probably is going to be okay. Taco Bell's probably going to get through. Now, maybe not the particular franchise places. If you like to go to one particular spot, and then maybe you should think about it.
This
I don't know. It's some food for thought. Look, we got a lot of people commenting on Facebook. We got a lot of texts coming through. Jump in on this one. Let's just pause for a moment. Take a breather. Okay. 585-222-9800 if you want to call or text into the show. Savage or sensible, not tipping 15 to 20% on your curbside pickup order. And again, think of it through the lens of how it used to be and how it's been in 2020. Because I think, at least for me, I have made that switch. Because normally I would agree with the person of like, why would I tip normally for them to do way less work? Like, logically, that makes sense. But now it comes down to survival, and that's what it's all about. Let's grab these. A bunch of people on hold. 585-222-9800. Patty from Greece checking in. Patty, what do you think for today's Savage or Sensible, not tipping 15 to 20% on your curbside pickup order?
Well, here's my thought. I think it's sensible only to the fact that if I went to a restaurant where I place my order, I walk up to the cashier, I say I'd like a hamburger and french fries. They take the order for me, mm-hmm. put it in the cash register. They turn around, they put it in a bag, they organize it, they make sure they have everything, and they hand it to me.
Sure.
I'm not tipping them 20%.
Okay.
No.
Okay, so the same theory is the person's doing all that thing, and instead of handing it to me in a line, they're walking out to my car and handing out to me.
Right.
There's really not much of a difference. So
normal, yes, and I agree. Normally, in a year,
no, but even today, are you going to Bill Gray's and tipping that guy who gets you your hamburger and fries 20%?
Do they offer a chance to tip when you pay? Is it up there?
You always there's a little jar that says tips in here. Like you can tip them in their little jar.
I mean, if you can, probably would be nice, right?
But I'm saying you can. Have you tipped them 20% when you do that?
I haven't gone to an establishment like that, to be honest with you. Actually, that's not true. I went to Core Life with my buddy, and yes, I got trapped into tipping 20%.
Okay, so
see, trapped! You're saying...
I do tip them. I do tip them more than I would, obviously, somebody like a fast food restaurant where you're just kind of going in line. Mm-hmm. But I don't think 20% is necessary.
It's aggressive.
Should it be more in 2020 than you would normally tip curbside? Because there's some people who are like, yeah, I'll throw them a couple bucks. That's probably enough. Is it more now, though? Again, I think,
like you said, it depends on what can I afford. Like,
yeah.
If I can be extra generous and I'm like, hey, this, you know, I feel bad for this person or they're hustling. Like, I didn't wait long in my car. They came right out to me. Like, they were super efficient. Yeah, maybe I'll throw them more money then. You know, I got an extra $10. It's the same like if I went to a car wash today. Like, if I had an extra money, I'm generous, so I'm going to give them extra. But if I'm struggling that week too and I'm like, shoot, I'm so sorry. Like, I'll catch you next time. And I really am like pay it forward kind of person.
Right.
I think you do what you can afford to do, and hopefully you're generous to the people that, you know, try a little bit harder. But I don't think the standard for a drive-up, you know, come to my window and give me my order should be 20%. Okay. Like
Patty, this is a very interesting text that we're getting on the text line right now, 585-222-9800. I used to tip $5 regardless, but then I stopped because I was always missing something and had to go back. I think what it boils down to is if you really want to sit there and raise your tip out of curbside, takeout, whatever the case may be, before you raise the price, you have to raise the value. You have to make sure that there is someone dedicated to doing this, and it's not just some Betsy Slepsy server who's just throwing some stuff in there. Hopefully everything's in there. I don't know. Here, Johnny, here's your food. Like,
but hang
if
on,
you
hang
want
on,
that.
Hang on. But that texter, that's only fair to do if they're going to the same exact place. Like, you're going to penalize one establishment because another one.
But what I'm saying is you're paying for a service that you may or may not be getting.
Yeah,
like, it may or may not be good. Like, you may be missing your chicken nuggets. Who knows? But you already paid for it up front. You can't get that money back.
I think it's
annoying that you have to go back, waste more gas, waste more time.
We need to back off on the drive-through comparisons because they're not comparable. Because you don't.
But even curbside, they hand you your bag, you get in there.
But it's not the same as a drive-through.
What do you mean?
It's not the same quality. It's not the same amount of money to run a full-blown restaurant versus a fast food, I would imagine.
It doesn't matter.
If
your food's not in there, your food's not in there. It doesn't matter if it's McDonald's or, you know, the most expensive steakhouse in the whole wide world. It doesn't matter. If your food's not in there and the service is not being provided, don't.
Fine. Okay. Buy that thought process. Here we go. New rule. How about this as an idea? And Patty, thank you for the call, by the way.
Bye,
thank
Patty.
You. Take care, guys.
Yeah, here we go. How about this? Fine. You want to go that route? All right. You take the time to look through real quick. Oh, my order is good. Here's an extra $5. Should that be a thing? You're paying for the service.
I guess.
Can we make that a rule? I mean, again.
You're not going to end up paying 30%. Like, if you're already paying 15.
I'm saying if your point that you're trying to make is that you want it to be done correctly, then you hold off the tip until you look really quick. Say, hang on 1 second. Let me look through.
I think that's an extremely sensible thing to do.
So, yeah, that would make sense. That works for me. Oh, let's grab this real quick. 222-9800. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Phil. Dr. Phil. I'm a psychologist calling from Hilt.
Ooh, Dr.
Ooh.
Phil. Check it in. What's going on, Dr. Phil? What do you think, man?
I think you got to tip them. I mean, come on. You have no idea if the server is a regular server. They'd be getting tips if they were working inside the place.
That's true.
Besides, if you're too cheap to tip them 20%, you shouldn't be going out.
We're not going out, though, Phil.
I know,
we're not going
out. They're a regular server.
We're not going out to eat. We're doing curbside. I'm driving there.
But you're still going out to get the curbside pickup, right?
Right.
Not going out for an experience. Phil, I'm big on experiences.
But this is their livelihood. This is their livelihood. They're trying to make us. And you got our governor that's sitting there telling them they can't serve because they're only being limited to 50%.
Right.
And they're trying to make a living there. We got to all come together. I mean, this COVID thing.
Yes.
You got to have a heart and some compassion in life.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Okay, Dr. Phil.
All right.
Listen.
Easy breeze. Don't be so aggressive.
Listen. But the thing about it is you're trying to support these restaurants, and maybe you don't have a job, Dr. Phil. You're doing the best you can by supporting the restaurant and ordering from the restaurant. Maybe you can't tip them as much as you would if you were actually in the restaurant.
You're talking $5 or $6. Get a life.
Jeez. Oh, dear. All right. Dr. Phil, thank you for the call.
And we're done with Dr. Phil.
I appreciate you calling.
Goodbye.
You have a great
one. Enjoy.
All right. Bye-bye.
Dr. Phil, Dr. Phil, I loved your work on the Teen Mom reunion. Thank you for that.
A couple more texts before we move on from this one. 585-222-9800. Thank you, by the way, for all the comments. And Facebook as well. A couple more to point out. This one says, Savage is definitely a gateway for cheapskates who never tip to have, quote, further reasons if you don't have to. If you don't have it, at least tip $5 or don't eat out. So that's one side of the coin. That probably makes Breezy upset. And then this one definitely makes Breezy upset. This texter actually voting sensible. If it comes down to, quote, survival, the people working in the restaurant industry need to find a different career. They're not the only ones struggling right now. You tip based on the experience inside the restaurant, not on curbside / takeout.
Sounds good.
A-okay.
Sounds goody.
Should we go to the poll, or would you like to respond to that?
No. Let's go to the poll.
98pxy.com.
Let's go to the poll.
It's where you can always vote for Savage or Sensible. I'm hit one more refresh here. Savage or Sensible, not tipping 15 to 20% of your curbside order. 75% of the people voting today say that is sensible. But can we again please stress you should probably tip something, anything, right?
Yeah, you have to tip something, but 20% is a little aggressive.
What's the number? What should it be? Give me a percentage. Give me a percentage. What do you got?
12 to 15 is good.
All right, so it's like right there. Almost the same. Literally, we're talking.
Don't tell me what to tip. Don't tell me what to do with my money.
This is what it comes down to. It's Breezy's mad about people telling her what to do. You know, we say that everything is different in 2020, but not all things. Some things stay the same.
My God.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!